بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا السيد أحمد رفاعي رحمة الله عليه. He's around the 5th or the 6th century Hijri. One person came to Hazrat Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi. Both are contemporaries and both are Sayyids. Sayyid Ahmad Rifai or Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi. So he came up to the Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi requesting Islam, Bayat, etc. So Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi thought for a moment, and when he sized this person up, he was gone far, far off the course, very far off. Now when he saw that this person has gone far off the course, so he says, it's pointless me working with him. He's gone, the possibilities of him coming back is like null. No possibility. Gone so far off. So he says, excuse me, I don't think I'll be able to manage this. Nicely, humbly, he excused himself and went away. This person went to Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullahi, and in a matter of 3-4 years he became absolutely perfect, normal. Like how, you know, the person is on drugs now. So one person sees him, says, you know, but no chance. He's so deep. You can't bring him back. He's gone so far away. So Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullahi worked on this person, like as though he rehabilitated the person. After he rehabilitated him, he asked him to go to Hazrat Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi. Now he saw him, say, ye to Sayyid Ahmad Rifai ka zarf tha. It was his might and strength that he could get a person like this also on course. But we also understand that different Buzurgan Deen approaches are different. It's a blessing of Allah Ta'ala. All are not the same type. You know, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, His wisdom, and there's variety. Right? See, the body needs so much of proteins, vitamins, carbs, right? Iron, all that it needs to be comfortable and healthy, right? Allah Ta'ala could have given all the sugars in one format, all the carbs in one as one. All the proteins in one, this one. You got your sugar, you got your proteins, you got your carbs. Now I say, would life be comfortable or will it become very difficult? So all your sugars you got in sugarcane, finish. All your sugarcane so much, so take. And all your carbs you got in wheat, just take that. All your proteins you got it in this meat. So nothing else to eat, but just these three. How will you feel? Find it difficult, isn't it? So just for the sugar, he's got so many varieties. The world around, you'll find perhaps over 100 varieties of fruit. You can get your sugar from here, sugar from here, sugar from there. So you add one, and you're a little bit tired of that, so you got the next one, and then you're tired of that, and then the third one. So he's created man quite different, unique. Man is quite unique from the rest of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And you look at the other creation, eating one thing, and the whole life is carrying on. That cow, if you drive in, and in the morning you drive in that part of the road, the thing is like in a ruku position, it's eating away the grass, right? You return in the evening, same posture, it's carrying on. He doesn't say, yeah, I had enough now. Now I need a different diet. He doesn't say that. You come the next week, he's eating the same thing. You're coming at breakfast time, it's eating the same thing. Coming at the evening, it's eating the same thing. Then man, Allah has created variety. That variety then, he feels a little bit happier, easier, he feels comfortable. So Allah has created that within him, within his mind. Marhum Bhai Parya Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Pak fill his grave with noor. A little bit of a light hearted, he used to say, when he used to encourage people at the Dasturkhan, eat. Host work is to encourage the person to eat. So, but yahan par khane ko seekh lo, phir jannat mein kis tarah se khaoge. Learn to eat here. How you eat in jannat? A little bit light hearted. Doesn't mean take every word seriously. But it is the love of Allah Ta'ala that has created the variety. See, we recite Surah Fatiha, right? So in Alhamdu, till Maliki Yawmiddin, what we understand is Allah Pak is in supreme control here and there. He is there. Right? And then everything happens with His grace, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, just by His grace. Ma nabudem, wa taqaza'i ma nabud. Rahmate shuma na guftagi, ma nabudem. He says, we went around and there was no need for us. Right? We went around here and there wasn't a need for us. Can anybody say, that I'm needed, the world is, I'm indispensable. The world definitely needs me. Can anybody say that? As important as you are, and you leave, and in a daytime, sometimes that by that night, they find a replacement. The work carries on. So nobody can say that I'm indispensable. Just passed away now. And in the next hour, they found someone else. The wife also can't say, "Baby, but what can you do without me? You call this a replacement. One gori is gone, another gori will come, bad gori will come, but other gori will come, but some gori will come. She'll come around." So nobody can say that is indispensable. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And in between Allah says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ma nabudem, wa taqaza'i ma nabudem. We went around and there was no need for us. Then, rahmat shuma na gufta. If your rahmat had just refused, wouldn't have been around at all. It was just your mercy, absolute mercy. So that means, what you understand from these three verses is, that this must be the frame of your mind. Whatever you're seeing is purely the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, not of your doing at all. You got that, you're online. And you don't have that, then you still have to work. So that must become not just a theory, it must become a hal. It's not just a theory, it's a hal. Okay, what I'm doing is purely the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. I ask you, if that becomes a hal, you know, this is how you see things, this is how you understand things, right? Then will you look down upon someone else? Will you despise? Can you despise? Is it possible? You see now, it's just the mercy of Allah. Say, imagine, we all are at the immigration, right? So we're all equal. You, him, myself, we're all the same, right? At the immigration, they don't know. They don't know who this Hazrat here and that Janab there. And that they don't know who's Hadi Sahib and Pati Sahib. They don't know anything. So, one of the custom officials, he just felt sorry for a couple of people. Say, hey, all right, come. Go. Stamp your passport. Okay. Right. Can you be boastful about that? It was sheer his consideration for the people that were waiting around. He just selected 5-10. Can they be boastful over those people that are waiting in the queue? If they ever boast and despise, that officer can say, hey, all right, go back onto the line. Can't he say that? He got the right to do it. Go back. Hey, you're boasting. Run there. Go back. So, manabudem, watakaza emanabudem. So if every person lived like that, then the whole life will be different. Absolutely different. So we learn not to despise. We learn to be humble. We learn to attribute things correctly. We learn not to feel overconfident on ourselves, our children, property, wealth. See. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So, the Mufassirin have explained two words. One is Hamd and one is Madah. They say there's a fine line difference between Hamd and Madah. You say Hamd for that quality. It's a quality or it's something that is praiseworthy, that is natural. That is natural. It's in the person all the time. So if you talk of Rahmat, it's with Allah Ta'ala all the time. Like Allah Ta'ala is, then Rahmat is. Like Allah Ta'ala is, then there's Ra'afat. Then there is Allah Ta'ala, then there is Karam. You can't say that He was, then Rahmat came, then Karam came, then Fazl came. He is now, Fazl came exactly with Allah Ta'ala. It's with Allah Ta'ala all the time. There's no gap in between. Right? And it didn't come from anybody, it was in Him. So it is, and it is natural, it didn't come from in any way, it is with Him. Like I say, you are born, right? Right. So when you were born, you came with two hands, didn't you? So can you say that you came first and then the hands came? Can't say that. You were and the hands came. So there is no taqdeem and ta'khir in that. There's no such thing that this came first, then that came. So Allah Ta'ala is, then Rahmat came. Rahmat is. Ra'afat is. Karam is. Fazl is. So all this came, all this are with the Zat of Allah Ta'ala. Qadimu Zati was Sifat. All this ikhtilaf that took place, Mu'tazil, is because of this. Right. That's a bahas now. Mu'tazil mustn't go very deep. Let's go. People can understand. So, to bring things a little bit down, that it's understandable to everybody, isn't it? Right, the point is right. Mullah Shabir Ahmad Sahib's talks, people would like it. Whereas Shah Sahib was around, but they would like Mullah Shabir Ahmad Sahib to speak, Usmani Rahmatullahi, because he was speaking the language of people. Ilmi, but to the level of people, they understood what he's talking. So, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So, see, if you just concentrate, and as though Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is a spiritual workshop. What? It's a spiritual workshop. You know, the car needs to go for a minor fix-up and a major overhaul, isn't it? Don't you have a major repair? And so Ramadan is like a major. So for that, but that car, for that thing to be fixed up right, it has to give itself entirely to the workshop, doesn't it? The car says, today, all right, we're going for the picnic today, tomorrow we'll come and fix up. Next day, we're going shopping, the third day we can fix up. Next day, he says, no, we didn't go see that Eiffel Tower, you know. We'll see that Eiffel Tower a little bit. We'll make a mix up now. That workshop wants to do this, to do this. He knows his whole routine has been set up, so he wants to do this on this day, on that day, on that day. So you won't get it happen. So the idea is give yourself up. That giving yourself up, that's the most difficult thing. And giving yourself up even mentally. Your mind is not rotating, what's happening there, Today they told me they will send samosas. Let's know what type of samosas. I don't know if it's going to be with aloo, or it's going to be with mince, or it's going to be with cheese, or jalapeno. What type of samosa they're going to send? So mentally also must be here. Can't be anywhere else. Not just physically. Mentally also must be here. Focused. That's the difficult one. To get that right, I've seen how to get that right. So the easy way to get that right is think that you are at the mizan or the pul sirat, waiting for your number to come. If you're going to be waiting here on the pul sirat or the mizan, right, for you to be accounted and then either jannat or jahannam, right? Can your mind be absorbed by anything else at that time? Is it possible? I've seen the mizan. I can see this person is coming to the scales and he's dropped into jahannam. He's come to the scales and he's flying to jannat. I can see it happening. When you can see that happening, where your mind will be? See, on the day of Qiyamah at the mizan, Jibreel Islam will be there. So his deeds are being scaled. And as the readings appear, so Jibreel Islam would say, okay, this person, his good deeds are greater, so this is the ticket to Jannat. There's no reason for him to grieve any longer. So they say after that, can you imagine now, you know, the suspense until that point, what is the suspense? What is the level of suspense? His heart is throbbing. I don't know where, what's happening, this side or that side. Who kya hoga? Who tha hai? And then it is just announced, Jerusalem announced, all right, these are the readings, how it's going. So there is no end to that person's excitement and happiness. If there was a thing like death then the heart would have exploded with happiness. But then there'll be the other person. And as the readings come through, Jibreel Islam is announcing, this person, son of so-and-so, from so-and-so place, and these are his readings, therefore he's going to Jahannam, and no reverse. So when he announces that, the grief will be to that level that if there was anything like death, he would have exploded, class. So now, just imagine that you are there. So your mind may just go off, I'm still in the line. I'm not over this. And you only get to know after that whole trial. After trial, then only you get to know. Before that, does anybody know with certainty where you stand? So your mind will be all off everything else. You're just consumed by this. I'm thinking about it, is this right? The thought, is it right? That hadith comes, Man ja'ala al-humuma hamman wahida. Who made his concerns one? He's just got one concern. So, man ja'al al-humuma hamman wahida. Hamma akhirati. So, this is such a concern that it will consume everything else. Everything will fall by the way. Hey, but now, hey, that person is fighting with me and talking ill of me. And what a nasty message he sent on the WhatsApp. And I'm going to fix him up. I say, if you are consumed with this thought here, is anything else going to affect you? It will affect you if you don't have this thought in perspective. You got this in perspective, everything is working. Ja'ala al-humuma hamman wahidan. Let's hope that every second now, whilst you're in that line, you're concerned, let's hope my paper is right, my documentations are right, they don't have any records of my wrongs, let's hope nothing happens. Just one person came. You have to be so careful nowadays. So, two countries have got a problem. See, country A and country B, they got a problem, they got a fight. So now, he becomes the editor of the news, right? So in his editorial, what he writes, let's hope these countries, they can reunite and be together once more. So they actually struck him off the job and imprisoned him. Just for saying this, let's hope that they can be reunited together. All he said, let's hope that a country A and B, 10 years ago they were very fine, they were good with each other, and they can be reunited once more. And they struck him off and imprisoned him. See that? So, if you have that concern, okay, but I don't know what I'm going to get caught for. So you're standing in the line, and you're thinking now, Allah has got my whole life record. Some things I may have forgotten, and something that I still remember. But everything is there. Ma amilu hadira. Everything is in front. I ask you, can you be distracted then? It's going to be difficult. We got this thought right, properly. In the line, I'm not over. After I'm over, then I can talk. I'm over now, sitting well, pretty in Jannat. Then I can rejoice. Then I can talk. I can entertain myself. If you got cigarette, you can smoke around, pass it around. But whatever it is, generally be cigarettes. What do you know? It can be cigarettes. Because there's not going to be any offensive smell in Jannat. So how are you going to get cigarettes there? Unless it'll be a garbati smell. So see, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Al-Din. Can you see that? So I said there's a difference between Hamd and Madah. So Madah is that which wasn't, it came about, number one. Right? It's not of your own doing, it's because of someone else's doing that you got that. So I ask you, whatever we have got, is it of our own doing or it's of the doing of Allah Ta'ala? So can we claim hamd for ourselves? We can, yeah, you can make madah of someone, but not hamd. Because hamd is natural. It's in one own. And madah is something that is either achieved or either someone else's doing. It's a result of someone else's doing. That you see that in yourself, not of your own. So nobody can claim. Hamd, yes, you can make madah of someone. Right. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then you got Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Then you got Malik Yawmiddin. And when you say Alhamd, then they say that Alif Lam is for Istighraq. When you say istighraq, it means complete, absolute. Right. So that means the smallest of things, whether they are visible or not visible, right. Anything that happens, any good that you enjoy is from Allah Ta'ala. Anything, small or big. Smallest, minutest thing is from Allah Ta'ala. So there is no possibility of you attributing anything to yourself. His covered is complete, Alhamd. Absolute covered. So that would require that for a moment you can't be boastful. And if someone is boastful for a moment, then he doesn't have his tazkiyah right. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. For a moment, even for just for the slightest moment, then the tazkiyah is off. He doesn't have it. And number two, when he understands this, he understands the concept that is from Allah Ta'ala. It happens, it happened, it will happen by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Then he knows that it is only Allah Ta'ala's doing. Then can he trust anybody else or himself besides Allah Ta'ala? Can he trust anybody besides Allah Ta'ala? Because it's happening from Allah Ta'ala, with Allah Ta'ala. It's by his will, smallest or the biggest. Can he depend, can he trust, can he have confidence in anything else, for a second? When it's the doing of Allah Ta'ala entirely, absolutely, it's his doing. Can your nazar go anywhere else? And if you don't have that etimad, that trust, that means that the skia is not right. See, it means you haven't come to that benchmark. Yesterday we spoke about the benchmark. You haven't got the benchmark. So when you don't have the benchmark, then don't say that I'm under the purview or the ambit of Qad Aflaha Man Tazakka. Don't think that. See that? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam. That's the third thing that you learn. The fourth thing that you learn is the praises must also be expressed. Alhamdulillah. Right? The praises must be expressed. That you do acknowledge it, but make a verbal expression of the good that you're enjoying. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alam. Ammar Zakir was saying, the Sheikh's nephew, that was the grandson of the Sheikh. So it's like natural for them that they're eating, enjoying, Alhamdulillah. Every second, third, mosque, Alhamdulillah. See the way they were taught, the way they were tutored. Whether it's very good food or more average, whatever type of food, but third, fourth mosque, Alhamdulillah. Allahu Khuda tera shukr. So you must express it also. Though you may have it in mind that it is Allah Ta'ala's, but you must make an expression of it as well. I ask you, it will be very, very, very personal, right? Say, your wife loves you, right? But she doesn't express it. And if she expresses, yeah, I love you, man. I'm seeing you. How you feel? Same thing. You're waiting for the day that she will say, hey, this one, yeah, he's my favorite. Right? Are you waiting for that? So she must express it also. But it's love is not one-sided, right? Both sides, yeah? She will express it, but you must also express it as well. See, Alhamdulillah. See that? So that hamd must be expressed as well. Alhamdulillah. Right? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then he said, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So, in short, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala covers both the realms, this life and that life. Now someone is thinking, alright, Allah Pak is most gracious, merciful, but what will happen after death? What will happen? Kya hoga wahan? So Allah Ta'ala has covered you, said, by if I'm Rahman, I'm Rahim also. Rahman is Amur Rahma, and Rahim is Tamur Rahma. So my rahmat extends over the hereafter as well, from the point of death right till the end, right till you find your seat in Jannah, I am there. So then what will be your confidence? Hey, Allah is there for us. See this feeling of Allah Ta'ala, the understanding of Allah Ta'ala, feeling His presence is very important. Say you're going to a country that you're wondering what's going to happen, kya hoga, kya nahi hoga. And the prime minister of the country, he comes, holds your hand, well, let's move. How you feel? He's the head, everything works under him. Now he held your hand and he says, come. How you feel now? Pareshan. Huh? You'll come, firstly you'll come to the point of boasting, hey, hey. What has happened? You'll reach such a level of sukoon. So, when Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, when he was getting a little bit ghabrat, right, in the time of the hijrat, so Allah Ta'ala said, La tahzan. Don't stress. I think the translation has to be corrected, right? If you just say grief, you won't get the right meaning. How's the word stress? Yeah? Don't stress. Don't worry. I'm around. What are you saying? I'm around. Inna Allah ma'an. How you feel? Anything to stress about? So that means the togetherness of Allah Ta'ala, right, brings about that required, that desired sukoon. You know, you want sukoon. Peace, happiness. And if there isn't sukoon, that means that level of presence of Allah Ta'ala is not around. You don't have it. Therefore, you don't find the sukoon. If you had that level of presence of Allah Ta'ala, then you will find sukoon. You don't have it, no sukoon. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. So when he says Rahman and Rahim, Amur Rahma and Tamur Rahma. They say, don't worry, but from death, right to Jannat, I am around, I'll be there personally. How do you feel now? Allah says, I am there in person. By anything for you to get gabrat. See that? And then the pages of the Quran say, will elucidate this, right? I'm just showing it more brief, but the pages of the Quran will elucidate the same thing. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. So this malaika, when do they come down? Three times is agreed upon all the mufassirin. At the time of death, qabr, and hereafter, right? That's all agreed. But some greater mufassirin say, even in this life, even now, here, malaika, you don't see them, but they time, but don't worry, bhai, carry on, move on. Other person is parishan, but you carry on. Where is that coming from Allah? But what is the shart? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Now to understand that now, what if I have to bring one room, rahmatullahi. When you think of one room, must think a little bit romantic, it'll come right. Because without the romance, you can't get things right. So a story is given, right? It's a drought, people are dying, famine and all that. And there's a slave that's walking the street. Everybody's famine, down, despondent. Someone is dying here, someone is suffering this side. That slave is going the street, past the street, and he's whistling around and singing. You know how you get some of our people, right? He's singing loudly, and he's whistling and singing and going around. So someone saw this, hey, you know, we're all suffering here. This person here is whistling, singing, and like nothing happened to him. So I said, bhai, what's your problem, bhai? Can't you see everybody is dying here? Why? Because of this. He said, why must I worry? My boss, he's got hectares and hectares of farms, all lush, green, just growing, water in abundance, rivers just flowing, fruits just hanging. Why must I grieve? So if you have that yaqeen of Allah Ta'ala, will you grieve at any time? See, this slave is teaching you yaqeen. He's got so much of yaqeen, he can see the thing. So the trust in Allah Ta'ala must come to the level that you can see the favors of Allah Ta'ala. You can see it, not just imagine it, not just theoretically, you must be able to see it. See that. Amur Rahma and Tamur Rahma. So you can see him at the time of death, Allah will be there for me. He'll help you out. Like you fear, but the hope also is a requisite of Iman. Oh no, Allah will see me. He'll make it work for me. He'll make it happen. We're now just now in India, so the Mawlana Adil was there. So after Mawlana Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his successor is Mawlana Kalimullah, Hakim Kalimullah. So he's handling all the affairs. I think it's his son-in-law also, and he's handling all the affairs. And the same respect is shown to him. And apart from that, he's also now presently the Shura of Darul Diyoban, a very senior person in India nowadays. So, Mawlana Adil is telling me that Mawlana Kalimullah, it's his habit that if he is going to talk about something praiseworthy, then he'll mention the name of the person. This person here, and this is his achievement. But if it is something of his own, then he'll say it in ambiguous terms. Kisi ne ye keh diya, kisi ne ye dekha, kisi ne. So that's his style. So now, if you don't know him, then you don't know what you're talking about. If you don't see him for a couple of good years, then you know what he's talking about. So now, Mawla Kalimullah, he mentioned this a couple of good times. He said, kisi dekhne wale ne khwab mein dekha, Mufti Hazrat Mufti Farooq Mireti Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi ko. اور دیکھا کہ وہ تو جنت البقیع میں پہنچ گئے ہیں. تو دیکھنے والا نے ان سے پوچھا کہ تم تو مکے میں انتقال کر گئے, یہاں کس طرح سے پہنچے؟ کہ خدا کے فضل سے ہمیں یہاں پر منتقل کر دیا گیا. So he died here but he's passed on here. Who can stop that? Can anybody stop that? You see, so many Pakistanis dying here, the bodies are. So if they can do it, why can't Allah do it? If they can do it, why can't Allah Ta'ala do it? Right. I remember my Ustad, Hafiz Rahman Sahib, I said, hey, don't worry about these things. Wahan par bhi intiqal ho jata hai. Yahan se yahan, wahan se yahan. Someone just shifted from here, there. Make the dua, even if you died here, your heart was there, mind was there, Allah Pak can make it happen. Nothing is impossible for Allah Ta'ala. Is there anything, any restriction, anything that will hold back Allah Ta'ala? So then adhere to what? Istiqamat. So what is istiqamat? Istiqamat is al-i'tisamu al-amri wal-nahi, right? Al-i'tisamu al-amri wal-nahi wa la tarughu rughal al-ta'alib, right? Al-i'tisamu al-amri wal-nahi wa la tarughu rughal al-ta'alib, that you hold on to the do's and the don'ts. Simple words, that you hold on to the do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts, everything, in every respect, whether zahir, batin, right? So the do's and don'ts, you hold on firmly. And then don't become sly as a fox. What is it, fox or jackal? Kya kehte? A fox. Huh? Fox. Don't become sly, like sneaking, scheming and sneaking. Don't have that attitude. To find a way of permissibility, you know, don't sneak around, don't scheme, just hold firm, don't scheme around. It's a plan of Allah Ta'ala, don't scheme around, just be straight, clean. Right? So you got that, then Allah Pak says, Inna Allahumma, bhai, don't stress, I'm around, fikr no karo, tumhara haath hai. And around with you. Any need to be freed. From death onwards, right till you reach into Jannah, I am with you. In this world, I am with you. So is there anything to have ghabrat about? See, in this world today, there is an overload of fikr for material fikr. Utaya, what's going to happen? There's an overload of material fikr. You got so much, still fikr. What's going to happen? My lifestyle, what's going to happen? In the people of Medina Munawwara, their style was, right, you reach the 40 marks, enough, we had enough of dunya, we saw a lot of things. We saw deaths, we saw births, right? We saw weddings, we saw divorces, right? We saw sickness, we saw health. We saw prosperity, we saw adversity. Now, enough is enough. Now, the one leg of the journey is finished, the leg of this dunya is enough. Now, 40 now, I don't know how many more years, because I'll be guessing if I say 80. 90 is a wild guess, and 100 is being mad, right? But from 40 onwards, I don't know where he's going to come. So what preparation for this? If I made so much of fikr for this, then there must be a proportionate fikr for that. Otherwise, it's an imbalance. I say, I want the best jannat. One person came here, very wealthy person, very, very wealthy person. You know, I think, to be a wild guess, he got about 500 stores, right? So now, he still wants prosperity. There is to give me one. The problem is, they come and give you tafsir. They listen to this, some translation here, translation that side, translation. And they'll come and give you tafsir. So yeah, you know, I read that tafsir, you know. The forerunners will be the forerunners. Ulaikam, it will be the closest to Allah. I don't want to miss out there also, Mola. He's telling me. But then he's involved with interest. Sometimes namaz is going. I don't want to miss out there also, Mola. So I want this also, I don't want this as well. How should it happen? Involved in interest, in this year, other things involved in. So be true. If you want that, then Allah Ta'ala can make it work. But you have to be truthful for that. You can't say, you know, it'll just happen. Can't say that. Otherwise, for the dunya, you don't have the same policy. It'll happen. Do you have that policy? I have to make it work for it to work. So the akhirat, you have to make it work for that thing to work. See that? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. Then you come to Iyaka Na'budu, then you're endorsing. What's that? An acknowledgement, an endorsement. What is that endorsement and acknowledgement about? Allah Ta'ala, I am at your service. What? Simple English translation, I am at your service. I didn't say worship, I said service. Right? I'm at your service. Because when you say service, when you say worship, then we just think about namaz, roza, zakat, etc. But I am in your service at any given time. I am in your service. Whether I'm sleeping, whether I'm awake, whether I'm in the business, whether I'm with friends, whether I'm in the masjid, whether in namaz, roza, in your service. Someone was telling me that the word sir is not right. Because it's something about servant in your, I don't know the last word. So they tried to change that word. Sir is not the right word. Let's try to correct that thing. Let's go see what's the wajah tasmiyah. How they call the word. So that word, that will fit in iyyaka na'budu. In your service. Allah at any given time. I am in your service. Iyaka na'budu. Isn't it easy to remember? Whether I'm talking, I'm in your service. Whether I'm sleeping, in your service. Whether I'm with friends, I'm in your service. You want me to be like that, I'll be like that. You want me in your service, not to talk, not to make ghibat, in your service. In your service, don't want me to look at the wrong thing, I'm in your service. I'm in your service. So I don't want to do anything that's out of your service, in your service, at any given time. I'm a slave, and the slave work is to remain in the service. Right? What are we? Slaves. And what is the work of the slave? In your service. You say, eat this, I'll eat. Don't eat this, I won't eat it. You say, drink this, I will drink. Don't drink this, I won't drink it. Use your wealth like this, I will use it. Don't use it, I'm in your service. But what an excellent way. Iyaka na'budu. It's only an iyaka, you know, you say, taddim ma haqqu wa ta'akhir, right? Like you say, ilayhi yuraddu ilmu sa'a. Mufsa Rahman was taking imtihan of some little children. They're doing tarjima of Quran. So he came across this verse, ilayhi yuraddu ilmu sa'a. So that, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but they translated it like this. Taraf unhi ke lotaya jata hai, घड़ी का इल्म तरफ उन्हीं के लौटाया जाता है, घड़ी का इल्म या क्यामत का इल्म, राइट। तो इसी दैट तरफ उन्हीं के, सो इयाका, इट्स ओनली यू, ओनली इन योर सर्विस, व्हाट यू सेइंग इज जस्ट योर सर्विस वी आर इन। सो देन आई आंसर, व्हाट अबाउट माय भजियास एंड ऑल दैट, व्हाट द भजियास समोसास, आई एम इन योर सर्विस, जस्ट इन योर सर्विस, राइट। सो आई एम इन योर सर्विस, आई कांट बी फसी, why is it like this, why is it like that? No, I'm your service, it's my master and this is his will, so I'm in his service, only in his service. I can't complain. If there was a reason to complain, if he wasn't my master, right, if it was from someone else, it's everything coming from him. I mean, just in your service, I'm only in your service. Iyaka na'budu, right? Wa iyaka nasta'in, right? So you're saying to Allah Ta'ala that this journey to make it to Jannat is impossible for me. What are you saying? To make a smooth journey from here, right, to reach to Jannat, I can't do it, Allah Bak. I say, Allah Bak, hey, please just hold me, Allah Bak, you just hold me. You have to mentally figure it out. Hey, Allah Bak, just hold me. Hold my hand, please, Allah, just hold my hand. Like you stay in a state of ghabrat, desperation. Allah, please hold me. I can't make it. Imagine if you want a tight rope, first time a tight rope, and that rope is 30 meters high. Huh? How you'll feel? If there's someone that, hey, please hold me here, you don't let go, please don't let go. What do you say that? So you feel like that. Just hold me. Please, just hold me. I'll just go off just now. I'll fall just now. So you're showing to Allah Ta'ala that I don't have any trust in myself. If you leave me, I'm gone. فَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. See how all is working out. All this hadith is working out. In this. You have that tasawwur. I gave one tasawwur about standing in the line, right? One tasawwur, 30 meters above, is a tight rope. You're only 30 meters. From here to the third floor is about 15 meters. What do you say? Huh? You know about buildings? From here to the, maybe less than 15 meters, right? So that means 30 is double, more than double. So you fall from there, then no chance. Any chance? No chance. Okay. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Allah, you just hold us. Sambhaliya rakh hame sambhaliya rakh. Bakre rakh, Allah, please. So you see how you're asking now. I say, Ya Ghanabdu, Ya Ghanastain, Ihn Rasul, bhai. So Mufti Shafi Sahib is complaining. He says, Allah Ta'ala raham farmaya, aaj kal ke qurra ke. So unka kamal ye ho gaya, ke behtareen awaz mein qiraat ki adaayi kare. Nahi kehte, na karo. लेकिन उससे ज्यादा मानी की तरफ चलो भाई, जस्ट आवाज, मोर देन द आवाज, भाई लुक एट व्हाट अल्लाह इज सेइंग, व्हाट इज द मैसेज ऑफ अल्लाह, राइट। दैट टॉक, दैट गुड रेसिटेशन विल मेक द वर्ड इवन मोर इफेक्टिव, बट टू लूज द वर्ड टोटली, यू सी अल्लाह, भाई यू कुड रीड द 10 वर्सेस इन वन ब्रेथ, सो अल्लाह जस्ट केम आउट। सो अल्लाह वाज व्हाट फॉर द मीनिंग ऑफ फॉर द अदायगी, who's the south? So the meaning was more important than the who's the south. Who's the south was mustahab, but the meaning was for us to get the meaning, isn't it? To get the substance of Allah Ta'ala, that's for us. Who's the south is just mustahab. So that's the whole chakkar today. Mixed all the priorities. The mustahab is given the actual level of for us, and the first is taken like by the way. So iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. See that. So then you say ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. First you said it fil jumla. You said it in brief. Now you sing Lalabhag, I want this also, I want this also, I want this also. So Lalabhag likes that. You said it holistic, then specific. What? First, holistic. And then, specific. I want this, Lalabhag. Lalabhag, I want this. So you said, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem. So Lalabhag, you know what? This world is such a big jungle here. Such a big jungle. So much of varieties. To get the right one is not my work. I can't do it. What? What do you think, Lalabhag? There's so many things. There's one net here, there's another net here. Yahan par ek jaal mein phas sakte hai, dusre jaal mein phas sakte hai. There's so many things out there. See, that's why Zulumat comes in the plural, right? And Noor, the Quran says, you ever came across Anwar, came Noor, singular, right? Zulumat, plural, right? So away from the Noor, there's so many things that you can get trapped. You're trapped here, trapped there, trapped there. So many things. There's so many traps. You understand? That's why Allah says Zulumat. So many traps. So many traps. For the youth there's a trap. For the old age there's a trap. For the youngster there's a trap. For the middle age there's a trap. So many traps. Can anybody see this? No traps. Traps all the time. So you said, when you're saying, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem, so you're saying, Allah, there's so many things here, my mind won't work, man. Allah, you just show me the right. What is right, you just show it to me, please. That's what you say, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem. Hold me to the right. Because if you leave it to me, I can't make it out. Sometimes, the problem is apparent. And sometimes the problem is very, very subtle. You can't make it out. If it's apparent, you can make it out, isn't it? But if it's very, very subtle, very discreet, you can't make it out. One woman phoned up from Cape Town. She's separated from her husband. So she got 2-3 children from him. So she's phoning, you know. And she's telling me, I'm an alima, this mother is, I qualified, all that, whatever. So now I'm separated and he's not giving maintenance. I'm well off, I don't need, but I want to take him to court, take my ex-husband to court. She's now giving me the kaaguzari. So then she's telling me, I'm not asking too much, because he's not an aged woman. And now she's talking about a problem, taking someone to court. So I'm wanting to know why is she taking him to court? I'm Alima and this is my husband. I'm taking him to court because I don't want him to suffer in the akhirat. Because he's not going to pay the maintenance, then he'll be punished there. To avoid the punishment, therefore I'm taking him to court. So he'll go through a little bit of ordeal and then he'll save himself from the punishment hereafter. See that? See that qaid? This subtle attack of the shaitan, nafs. So I told her, that there's two ways that he can overcome that. One is he paid himself, and one is you paid and made him maaf. When you masla, when you're well off now, you don't need, right? So then why did you have to push him through this whole exercise? So what I'm getting at, even that ilm can't save you. How people think, now, I got that ilm, so no, I'm safe. Feel complacent. Feel proud. So you're saying, Ihdina Sirat, so much, these traps are so many traps. I don't know where I'll get involved, where I'll get caught, I don't know. Well, I think it was Shibli Rahmatullah Ali, and he saw a young person, and he's begging on some assistance. So the thought crossed his mind. Okay, youngster here, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with him? I'm going to work, do something. Why is he begging like this? So in the dream, he's seeing someone saying, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ. Understand, Allah knows what's inside. So be careful. See, if you have to look after the zahir, you have to look after the batin. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَا. So, pretty well, the zahir gunas, you saved yourself. What about the batini? The zahiri gunas, you took care of. And the batini gunas, you took care of. You're making ghibat inside within your heart, running that person down, making allegations on that person, accusation on this person here. Did you take care of that? See, wazaru zahir al ismi wa batina. Not only zahir. See, zahir, you have to look after yourself. And there are a couple of reasons why you have to be more careful about zahir. One is it's a sin. And number two is you'll be disgraced. You'll be taking drugs now. Won't it be an embarrassment? It's an embarrassment. You're taking wine or eating Ramzan time. So that's zahir. So you'll be disgraced. But apart from the zahir, even the batin. So you are so careful about the zahir because of the fear of embarrassment. So that means the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, you haven't acquired it as yet. You haven't got that yet. Otherwise, like you're careful about the zahir, you are even careful about the batin. And the batin gunas, you come and ask after that. I did the right thing. Is it right? But I ask you, you took alcohol, come and ask anything. You took alcohol, did you ask that it's right or no? You won't ask. Because it's so zahir, you don't need to ask. So that batin guna must become so apparent that you leave it out, you don't need to ask about it as well. Zaru zahir al ismi batina. So anyway, he realized, hey, I stumbled here, man. Big way. So he got up in search of that person. Somewhere, after long, he found the person. And now before you can ask him for maaf, and that person says, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. That you are remorseful, regretful, so, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. So Allah also wants you to have hope in Him. See, on the tight rope you are, right? And you are being supported by Allah Ta'ala. What He wants? That you have hope in Him. I know, Allah, as long as you're holding me, I can't go off. And the tightrope is in the Quran Sharif. وَأَتَسِيمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold that rope. You're just walking on that and you're holding. تو خدا کا رستہ چھوٹتا ہے ٹوٹتا نہیں. What? The rope of Allah Ta'ala, you can let go of it. But it can't break. You may slip and let go. But you can't imagine that thing ever breaking. Can you imagine that thing breaking? Can't break. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. So zahir, get the zahir right, get the batin right. And yesterday, the day before, I explained that the whole tasawuf is about getting your islah. And the criteria for the islah is the sunnah. And the rest of it is just supports. What? It supports you to get there. That's not the maqsood, zikr, shagal, etc. That's just the support to get you onto the sunnah. Now you said what? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Then he said, إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So Allah Pak, what are you asking there? Allah Pak, right choices. The whole life is about choice. Isn't it? You made the right choice in whatever you're doing, then you're happy. Aren't you happy? You made the right choice. You came to clothes, you made the right choice. You came to studies, business, the right choice. You came to friends, the right choice, right? You came to understanding, the right choice. You came to living, the right choice, right? You came to designing a home, the right choice, the right thought, right choice or the right thought, right? Right thought. In everything got the right thought. Right? In speaking, the right thoughts, right? in moving away from someone or something or some place, the right choice. So, the whole world is about the right choice, but the right choice, the right thought and the right choice. Bless me with the right choices. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Right choices. Because if I make a wrong choice, wrong move, sometimes it can cost me my dear life. Say, for example, now, just because of the fantasy of youth, I just got married to someone. Right? Fantasy of youth, now I got two children from her. Now I realize that she is taking wine also. And she's sleeping with someone else also. No? To reverse is easy. In the mirror, she's also an attorney, right? She's drinking, she's sleeping with someone, and I got two children from her. Allah forbid. But I ask you now, to get this right, is it easy? Is it easy? You know, you know that she got the law behind her. Your children are involved. Now what to do? See? So if you made the right choice, then what a great pleasure. She was a little bit of a bichari little girl, not too attractive, or not too ugly also, but not too over-attractive, but doing all that things right. Good children, good attention, not sleep with anybody else. Right. Maybe simple, I don't have so much, but I got the right things. But you see now, the right choices and the wrong choices, what damage? So you say, Sirat al-Ladina amtal. People that you favored. In the Bani Israel, one woman, she's got a child, is breastfeeding, and she's walking, right? And the whole crowd, the whole mob, is beating one woman, they're dragging her, and they're mercilessly hitting her. And they're saying, you that illicit woman, you did this, and she said, I'm innocent. So, the mother is saying, Allah Akbar, don't let my child be like this. And the child that is breastfeeding is making dua, Allah Akbar, let me be like this. Because she is true to her word, she is absolutely innocent. She is a jannati, she is innocent, and they are making zulam on her. So this is all just rafa darajat, but they can't see it. In the meanwhile, they're passing another crowd, and they see a prince, in grand style, you know, with the entourage, how you get horses in front, horses on the back, on the sides, grand style is moving, with the crown on his head, and royal attire, all the pomp and the glory, right, splendor, right? Moving. And now the mother sees this, and she's very, very impressed. Allah, let my child be like this. And the child separates from the mother's breast. Allah, let me never be like this. Because he's a first class zalim. He's heading for Jahannam. See the choices. You can't see it. Allah, you make the right choices for me. You make the right choices for me. One is what the eyes can see, what meets the eye. And Allah, nothing is beyond you. La yuhituna bi shay'in min ilmihi. Nothing is beyond you. Everything is in your knowledge. So what is good now, what is good then, Allah, you know it. Allah, please, Allah, your friends. I want what? Sirat al-Ladina. I want to be in your friends. Think of Dr. Mangera, four friends. Allah, four friends. Allah, I want your friendship. Not to be in the line of your enemies. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Not the first class enemy, not the second class enemy. Enemy also is first class and second class. So no, I don't want anything to do with the enemies. Only for your friends. So you see, just keep that in mind. As though Allah is holding you, right, taking you on, giving you the right choices, and taking you and leaving you into Jannat. This is all through the barakah of Mawlana Timur Sahib. So he's asking me, you said about La ilaha illa, istighfar. The other two points, you said. So if you got this, then don't you have As'aluka al-Jannah, A'udhubika min al-Nar. And I explain that Ramadan is like a major overhaul. You know, the engine needs a major overhaul. Right? So you need 20 injections to get right. So every rakat they're reading Surah Fatiha. So again. But just that, just condition your mind. Condition your mind, you know, that. Make it feel real. And it is real. Don't have to make it feel it's real. Just holding it. Please, I beg you. So every night you sing 20 times. Sometimes I enjoy the namaz behind the imam. Because if you read, then you have to read and concentrate. But the imam is reading, Moisu is doing all the reading, we just do the concentration. Easier, isn't it? Allah Baktofi Nasir Kareem.